Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air. Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
One.
Oh, I just got that.
Did
side.
You just get the whiff?
Oh, yeah.
I think, listen,
like, right as you turned the mic on, I took a breath in. I was like,
you ate the fart.
Yeah, I did.
That reeks. I think that, I mean, I had White Castle for dinner, but
oh, wow.
if I made that kind of fragrant output, I would admit it.
And sure, that's
I'd be proud.
Yeah,
but
that's worthy of owning up to.
I have a really old crabby rescue dog that lays under my desk when we do the show. Yeah. Her name is Molly, and she just farted. It's that rotten egg, like, uh-huh. Burn your nostrils kind
dog
of.
Dog farts are the worst.
God, yes. Luckily, a lot of people who have pet pigs complain about their pig's gas. So we are very fortunate,
really?
That Piggy Smalls has a lot of flaws. But, you know, farting is not one of them.
Who was I talking to over the weekend? And I mentioned Piggy. And they said, like, their first comment was, ew, they're so smelly. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking
about.
No,
they're not. I mean, if...
And they had someone who, like, had a pig, but I guess didn't, like, bathe it or groom it as much as it should have, and then
right.
It stank. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, but this pig is awesome.
No, and you know, the only reason that pigs are associated with mud is because a lot of times they're farm hogs that are out in the sun all day,
yeah.
And it's like, that's how they cool off, and it's like their sunscreen.
Yep.
So a pig who sleeps on a couch and lives in a home in the Midwest,
right.
Doesn't need that. So no, we don't.
Your
have
pig
a...
is really more dog than pig.
He's kind of more cat.
Yeah,
because
that's true.
He's got like a cat attitude, like
he'll come around when he wants to come around.
It's not like he greets us at the door wagging his tail. He's like, oh, you're home.
Right.
Are you going to feed me now?
Yeah, that's very true. He is more cat than
is everybody totally dragging ass today like
yes.
I am? Because holy cow, like I'm known for my Mondays and like getting stuff done, and I hit the ground running, and I had so much to do today because I actually took the weekend off, which I never do. Normally, like, normal people have weekends where,
sure,
they're busy, but then Monday rolls around. On our weekends, I'm almost looking forward to Mondays because they're so busy. But
right.
On Thanksgiving weekend, it's not only Thanksgiving, it's our wedding anniversary weekend. So
oh, wow.
We always, like, just do nothing. And
yeah.
So trying to get going today was awful. And then I'm a sucker for any live television. If it is a car chase or an active shooter or whatever, and then they had the what they thought was a shooting at Ohio State, it ended up not being. But then I got sucked into watching that all day. And
right.
Then at some point this afternoon, I fell asleep sitting straight up like an old man.
I've done that.
Like, I used to make fun of my dad for that all the time. I'm like, how do you sleep in a chair? You're so old. And then I find myself... And I wake up and I don't know what time it is. And the only reason I can tell is by my daytime TV. I hurried up and turned on Channel 4. I'm like, is Dr. Phil on yet? Because if Dr. Phil's on, I'm late to get Rocky.
Uh-oh.
And it wasn't. And I made it. But what is it about? Is it just, is it after the holidays?
I think it's a four-day weekend. Like, it's a day longer. Like, even most holiday weekends are 3 days.
Yeah.
This is like that one extra day.
Four-day weekend,
yeah.
You have, it's getting dark early, that's
yep.
Kind of jacking everybody up, and it's been raining for the last 2 days.
That sucks.
It's a perfect storm.
Perfect storm of Kelly.
Is it raining? It was raining today?
Yes.
Oh, God, all day.
What month is this?
November. November rain.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a song?
Yeah, you should.
I think there is.
Remind me of that later.
Okay, because you have some kind of an announcement, right?
Not necessarily that those two are related. But
are you pregnant?
No, no.
Okay.
Nor is anyone that I know pregnant by me.
Oh, so yeah, like you know me, I'm real bad about going like, hey, let's just not do a show tonight. And I was this close because I was so
yeah.
Tired. But I'm like, I've literally done nothing all day long.
I'm not going to the game tonight. And it's
You're,
one of
and
my
you
12
have tickets?
Games. Yeah, it's one of my 12 games. And I was just like, I don't care.
You want to stay here and watch it?
I might, sure.
Okay.
I need to get dinner at some point.
Well, we had White Castle for dinner and I was sober.
Lovely.
I was sober. I think that's one of the first times I've ever ate White Castle sober. And so
I love White Castle.
Well, and the one by our house is actually kind of decent.
Which is the one by your house?
The one on Highway K.
Yeah, it's the one at my house, too.
It, like, they nice. Actually make them, like, sort of fresh.
Yep.
And so I picked up the kids from school. I'm like, I am not cooking dinner tonight. Let's go get White Castle.
Have you ever had White Castle stuffing?
No, but I hear it's amazing. You chop up the belly bombers and you make a stuffing out of it.
It's pretty damn good.
Now, was that your favorite? I was going to ask everybody what their favorite food was on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. It's always been stuffing.
God, that stuffing is good. And, like, it's not good any other time of year.
I don't know.
Like, I mean it's
not
good,
as good.
But it's not, like, Thanksgiving good.
Yeah,
know?
No, I agree. I mean, there are times where I'll, like, make a thing of stovetop just to have stuffing.
Yeah.
But it, yeah, something about Thanksgiving and stuffing
is a lot of fun. Now, you spent your second Thanksgiving at the Mano House.
I did.
For the evening portion.
Yes.
And really, I think that our Thanksgiving is a whole segment unto itself. Jimmy, do you agree?
Oh, this year especially.
Oh, I would.
Okay.
The first 5 minutes of my time here could be an entire show.
No, you don't understand. My family is a bit of
they're awesome.
They're awesome. I love my family because they are who they are.
Yeah.
And it's all out front. Nobody ever has to wonder what somebody else is thinking. But it's very loud. It leads to fights and hurt feelings and so we're gonna do an entire segment on my family coming up next. How about that?
Cool.
Sounds good.
Would that work? And did you do anything with your mom and dad on Thanksgiving? Because they were welcome to come over. Were they already in bed?
Yeah, dad was. Mom made an entire Thanksgiving dinner, which I, for the last 5 years, said is completely unnecessary because it's just the three of us.
Right.
We ate like around 2:30 or 3, watched some football. Dad was in bed by 5:30. Mom was passed out on the couch by 6.
Sounds good. Yeah. Now, being a single guy with no kids, do you put up any Christmas lights at all? Or do you like help your parents?
I put up my parents' tree. That is a big thing for my mom. My dad could give an ish less.
Really?
He's just not. Well, my dad grew up in a house where he would go to school, my dad would go to work.
Yeah.
And when they came home, my grandma had the tree up and the house decorated.
So she did all of it. Now, we do a real tree. And this year,
I've never had a real tree.
Oh, wow. We only do real trees. And this year, we're putting it in the 2-story patio room.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
Which means we are going to get literally the biggest tree we can find.
That's awesome.
And
I did buy a new tree topper for my fake tree, but I don't know if I'm going to put it up because it doesn't really fit. Like my fake tree doesn't fit in my house.
Oh, it doesn't?
But I bought a $100 tree topper.
Holy cow.
It's
is
a Death
it made
Star.
Of like Swarovski crystals?
No, it's a Death Star that
is
lights
that
up
Star
and plays
Wars
music.
Thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I wouldn't even know
so
what
I have
that
a
is.
Star for the top of my tree.
Oh,
nice.
My God.
Very, very good.
Well, we're
I bought my tickets for Star Wars today, by the way. They went on sale.
I didn't even know another one was coming out already.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you post that. Is it this year, next
yeah,
year?
Yeah, it comes out on the 16th.
Didn't one just come out? Like since
Yes.
Now that Disney has it, they're pumping them out every year.
Okie dokie.
Because
well,
and what's weird is, like, I'm not going to take you all the way down the nerd hole, but this one.
No, I can't.
This one doesn't fall in line with, like, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
right.
8, 9. This is a one.
You literally could not pay me money to go see one of those movies.
Oh, you
I
don't know what you're missing.
Any of them
like,
since Return of the Jedi.
If somebody was like, Kelly, here's $50 to go see
you don't
this
need
Star
to
Wars
see,
movie.
You really mm-hmm. don't need to see episode 1 and 2. They're boring. Episode 3 is cool because you get to see how and why Darth Vader became Darth Vader.
Yeah.
This new one that came out last year was really cool because it picks up 20 years after Jedi. This one that comes out next month is the story of how the spy stole the Death Star plans.
Oh
so
God.
It basically is the movie before the very first Star Wars.
Okay, so I was turned off when Star Wars came back in the 90s or
Jar
whatever.
Jar Binks. Right.
Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah,
that
screw those.
It for me. Yeah,
as it should have. Like the prequels were terrible, except for the third of the prequels. This new one that came out last year was really good. J.J. Abrams did a great job. And then this new one's going to be cool.
All right. Well, stay with us. We'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Show. We are going to come back and tell you about my white trash fabulous Thanksgiving with my family. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Was I to do? She's crying over me and she was feeling blue.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Aurora Medical Spa, St. Louis's premier medical spa, offering services such as Botox, laser hair removal, and the amazing KY Bella, which is the double chin removal that is done in a day and you can go back to work. I personally use Aurora Med Spa for their Latisse, which is the magic formula that makes your eyelashes grow. I've just started it 2 weeks ago and I've seen such a huge difference. No club to join, no reoccurring payments, nothing. You just walk into their location. They have two of them, one in De Pere and one in the Chesterfield Valley, and say, hey, Kelly Mano told me all about Latisse and how awesome her eyelashes look. I want to try some, and they will give you some, and you can get started right away. It's a great thing to ask for Christmas as well. So if you're making a list, tell whoever's buying for you to head over to AuroraMedicalSpa.com or visit one of their locations in De Pere or the Chesterfield Valley.
Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control. Let's go.
Does the dog fart every time we come back from break?
I trained her to.
Where is she?
Oh god, that one's worse.
I'm not making this
I
up.
I thankfully don't have it on my side yet.
Just open your mouth in a minute and you'll eat it.
Mm-mm.
Seriously, she just dealt one over by you.
And now she did one over there.
Yeah.
She crop dusted?
Holy cow. She's very old, so we can't get mad at her.
No.
So before we talk about my family's Thanksgiving, we should say that we have an announcement today.
Yeah, we do.
I feel like people are going to be very disappointed when they found out that none of us are having babies.
No.
But we do have an announcement. It involves the show.
Yes, it does.
I would say it's a good announcement.
I think so.
But not necessarily good for me and you.
No.
It's definitely not good for me. But it's good for the gander.
I think so.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Or as our old friend, the No Limit Honky, used to say, what's
good for the goose is good for the moose.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes. So we do have an announcement about the show. We will make that at the beginning of the next break.
Okay.
How about that, which is our final break as well. If you are on Facebook Live watching us, hi to everybody. My husband is actually monitoring the comments. If you guys have any questions or want to chime in, producer Stephanie is not here today because she's teaching a class.
Cool.
So Jimmy has taken over all of the Facebook Live stuff. So Thanksgiving, I'm going to make this story. I'll give you a little bit of background. I come from two very different families. My dad's side of the family are all Missouri boot heel hillbillies. They're simple people. It takes a lot to make them mad. It was just my dad and Aunt Linda. It's a small family. I come from very, very simple people.
Well, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
And I don't remember any fights growing up. I don't remember. It's just a very simple Midwestern life. And then yep. I've got my mom's family she's one of eight. And now her family is very, very, I'm like a carbon copy of them. I come sure. from a very long line of
you seem
of,
very much like your mom. I never met your dad, but you seem very much like your mom.
Yes, my dad is very much the simple, quiet hillbilly type. Mm-hmm. My mom, so I come from a long line of very loud, opinionated, emotional women. The thing that I love
you could have just said women.
The thing that I love about my mom's family is that, you know, they're very affectionate. Mm-hmm. Like, we love very hard, but we also fight very hard. And like, I remember bringing like boyfriends home from like high school to like my Christmas dinner, and my Aunt Jamie would kiss him on the lips, and they're like, what is wrong with
you're married. Oh my god, the first time I met your aunt, yeah, Jamie, she kissed me on the mouth twice.
Did
and she grabbed my butt.
Yeah,
yes.
Like that.
Wow.
We're very like huggy kissy, I love you so much, like sure. We're just, yeah, that's just how we are. And so growing up, like they're very the sisters, the aunts in the family. I have 21 cousins on one side of the family. Wow. And so we'd all go to my Aunt Jamie's for Thanksgiving every year. And all the kids would be shooed down in the basement, which right. we preferred anyway, because we'd play Don't Touch the Carpet, where we just, like, the carpet was lava.
Right,
and,
jump from
the
sofa to chair.
As we got older, we'd, like, smoke cigarettes in the back sure. room and stuff like that. But the parents would go upstairs. The dads would go out in the garage and smoke and listen to Casey.
Sure.
And the moms would sit around the table and talk or play board games and things like that. And I don't ever remember a family event on my mom's side where we didn't hear stomping and screaming upstairs, and then all the grandkids downstairs were like, oh, please don't let it be my mom. Please don't let it be my mom, because it never failed. One of the sisters would get in fights.
Right.
And then the door...
Then you'd have to go.
The door would open. I'd hear, Kelly and Chris, get up here. And I'm like, damn it, it's my mom. You know, and so off you would go, you know, but then they make up as well, right. too. But the thing is, they're one of those people that can fight anywhere in front of anyone. They don't sure. They don't give a shit. They don't do the courtesy thing of like, hey, we're in front of a bunch of strangers. Maybe we shouldn't fight here.
Right.
And so I don't even know how. First of all, have I ever met you at the end of the driveway when you've come to my house, Hoss?
I don't think so. No, you're usually inside.
Were you confused? So we have our family Thanksgiving at 4, and then at 6 o'clock, all of our friends come over and we play board games, but most of my family is still around for that. Right. So you showed up at
6:30-ish.
Right, and you were greeted by what?
Well, there was a lot of cars here. So what's crazy is, like, I didn't think much of the fact that you were in the driveway, but you're in the driveway, and there was a car of people leaving. Which I was like, all right, seems early, but at the same time, I'm like, both of my parents are in bed, and it's
right.
So whatever. And you go, hi, you should go inside. There was just a huge fight.
I'm like, you need to go inside really fast because we're trying to like defuse a bomb here. And so it was. So first of all, we are in the kitchen, and all of a sudden, I hear somebody say that people are fighting, and I'm like, who's fighting? And they're like. Because I knew it was one of the sisters. And they're like, it's your mom and Judy. And so I open the door to my garage. And they're out in the driveway with all my new neighbors. And I'm like, well, F you. Well, F this. And I'm like, oh, for the love of God. And so people who don't know my family are instantly like, are you going to go do something? Are you going to break it up? I'm like, no. Are you kidding? I'm not getting in between that shit. Right. I've been watching this stuff for 30 years. Hell no, I'm not. But then I started thinking... Okay, this fight is not ending.
Right.
And I have friends coming. So my friends are going to be walking up the driveway with this huge knockdown drag out going down in the middle of it. So me and my uncle Robbie and my uncle Ricky were trying to get Aunt Judy in the car on because she was already leaving.
Right.
And so I came out, made sure she was okay, gave her a hug. I told her I loved her and happy Thanksgiving. And we're trying to get her in the car. And it was like, you know, how, like symphonies like begin and end, like in perfect timing.
Yep.
I see, because I'm out in the driveway, because I'm like, here come my friends. I got to, like, get this out of here. And it was like a symphony orchestrated, because my Aunt Judy had the door open and yelled, of course I drank a lot of wine. My baby died, you asshole. Boom. The door shuts and your car door opens. And you're like, hey, Kelly.
That's awesome.
And I go, you got to come inside right now.
So
we brought Hoss in.
Yep.
And so that was over. So the fight, you know.
Right. I walk in and everyone seems pleasant and everyone's getting along.
Here's the thing, though. I've been around this family now for over 15 years or so, and it doesn't faze them.
Right.
Like, you think, oh, man, there's going to be a big
old fallout.
Yeah, big knockdown drag out at a family function and on Thanksgiving. No. And then it's going to, you know, everyone's going to be all upset. No one's going to be in a good mood after this. No, it's like. It happens all the time.
Right.
It's like no big deal. Yeah. Like this one was started by some eyebrow movements. No.
Rolling
of the eyes. Rolling of the eyes, yes. And that was the catalyst that started this.
Here I thought I had squashed any possibility of anything bad happening on Thanksgiving because I put up my big political sign.
Right.
And it said...
Which was smart. It was smart.
Because I have family with very, very different strong opinions.
Yeah.
And it said... Welcome to Thanksgiving. You are now part of a game called Strip Politics. Every time you bring up politics, you take off an article of clothing. First one naked gets locked outside on Facebook Live.
And so, I thought Uncle Ricky was going to be naked before the party even started.
I will say that there was the one guy who was not following the rules because he was slamming Trump every chance he could get.
Was that Michael?
Michael was. Yeah, I think he was.
It was
probably
Michael who that was another funny moment because... So your sister, my sister-in-law, Diane, you know, she is divorced from Michael, but we're still good friends with him. But she has a boyfriend named Matt who Hoss has met
few
times.
I met Michael at soccer.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
3 weeks ago.
And you've met Matt because he was our
dinosaur
security
guy.
And so you know him as Diane's boyfriend. And so as you walk in, I'm like, oh, hey, this is Michael. I'm like, I think you guys have met. This is Diane's ex-husband. And I'm like, oh, wait, you know Diane's boyfriend. Okay, everybody gets along.
Right. Yeah. Hey, so, I get it.
Like, as a matter of fact, Matt had shoulder surgery that day or the day before. So he wasn't able to make it Thanksgiving.
Right.
But yeah, so Michael still hangs around. It's totally a cool situation.
I'm kind of like the adopted son in one of my ex-girlfriend's families. I'm around it every holiday. So.
Exactly. Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, like,
I get the whole dynamic.
I love keeping it that way. And you're nearly an adopted son in my family. It's getting closer and closer. If you see a few more fights and good stuff like that. And then I walk up, and so my Uncle Ricky, who, like, we love to death. He started Thanksgiving. He walked in the living room, and we're all sitting there, and he's like, and we're in mixed company, okay? When I say, like, okay, I have gay family, I have black family, and I'm not talking, like, extended family.
Sure.
Like, first cousins. I love everybody. My Uncle Ricky walks in, and the first thing he says is, can I tell an ethnic joke? And I'm like, no, you can't. And he's like, well, then come in here because you got to hear this. And so I went in and I listened to his Mexican joke or whatever and came back out. And then I don't think Uncle Ricky had ever met you before, but he listens to our show a lot.
Right.
And so I walk in the middle of a conversation of Hoss and Uncle Ricky. And Hoss is like, yeah, he was just telling me about his Hawaiian vacation.
Yeah. Uncle Ricky walks up and he's like, hi. I'm Uncle Ricky. I'm the one who went on a Hawaiian vacation. And I was like,
I'm like,
all right, aloha, Uncle Ricky.
And Hoss looks at me and I'm like, no, prison. He means prison. He was in prison for 7 years in Hawaii and he calls it his Hawaiian vacation.
Sweet.
I don't know why he opened with that line.
So
but
legitimately he was in Hawaii.
Yes.
There's all a worse place to be locked up for 7 years.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been Leavenworth. That would have sucked a lot more.
Right. So, you know, so now it's like the end of the night. My husband's drunk on moonshine, and
so
my
That's
mom and
so
Aunt
good.
Judy are mad at each other. And now I got to explain to Hoss why my uncle was in jail for 7 years. And
it's a miracle your uncle was ever at this party in the first place, because had I not been at Quick Trip at the right time to QT.
Tell this story, because my Uncle Ricky won't use a GPS or anything.
Right.
And he comes from Iowa, and he drives by himself to get here.
From Iowa.
Yeah.
He comes in for all the family functions. We'll drive 3 hours from Iowa, 4 hours, whatever it is. And I just so happened to go to a QT up the street to try to buy Kelly a newspaper with all the holiday shopping ads.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't even go to this QT ever. And I went to this particular one, and I see a guy asking the QT worker for directions, but I'm seeing him from the back. And he's like, so then where do I turn on Highway K? Where do I go after that? And I look at his hat, and it has the last name Noud on his hat. And I take a look. I'm like, holy crap, Uncle Ricky? And he's like, oh, I'm so glad to see you.
That's amazing.
The funny thing is that he had printed out a MapQuest map on how to get here.
Old people.
And he had written notes in the margin. And then at the end, he wrote, hear a familiar voice in QT. So after he had seen Jimmy, he then added that to his notes.
That's awesome.
That he had seen somebody he knew in QT.
The best part for me was, after walking in at the end of the fight, and after meeting Uncle Ricky, I'm like, all right, well, things will get back to normal now. Like 2 minutes after that, I hear the announcement from Kelly, if you have to poo, go upstairs. Don't use the downstairs toilet.
Listen.
Which is courtesy, I get that. And I was like, okay, that's the strangest thing I'm going to hear all night. But no, because 2 minutes later, Kelly comes around the corner holding a bag in the air and going, I've got the poo bag. I've got a poo. Who needs the poo bag? And I'm like,
it's a long
who
story.
Needs a poo bag?
Somebody had an accident and they needed the grocery bags.
I don't even and know I was about
like,
that.
I was like, I've been here 5 minutes, and this is already the greatest Thanksgiving ever.
Okay, yes. But I don't even remember what I was going to say because I wasn't ready for the poop story. I was just saying that we are a poop-friendly house, and if you need to go and you don't want to go on the first level where you walk out and the smell follows you, go upstairs. Poop in our upstairs bathrooms. Our house is your house. You know, that way you can poop in peace and
sure.
not worry about how quick you're going and things like that. And so I love my family. That's all. You know, it is what it is, and we'll be right back with our big announcement on the Kelly Mano Show.
Everybody here get it out of control. Get your pants off the floor. Cause Mr. Mina said so. Get your everybody steps. Get your everybody steps. Get your everybody steps. Get your everybody steps. Get your everybody steps.
Kelly Mano Show. Salma.
Has anyone actually gotten salmonella from raw cookie dough?
Or are people just trying to stop me from living my life? The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
Been telling you that the Kelly Mano Show has an announcement to make, and I've said it is a good announcement.
I think it is.
I mean, it's a great announcement that we were able to get to this level, if you will. I don't even know what you want to call it, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's good news for us. But as of next week, which is
January 4th?
Monday.
Or not January, December 4th?
December, stupid.
Sorry, I'm thinking a month ahead.
As of Monday, December 2nd, the Kelly Mano radio podcast show is going to be a morning show.
Hooray.
Not 2nd.
Yeah, 4th.
Oh, yeah, that's the January calendar.
See?
So, you know, we've always been very open with our audience in, like, what's going on behind the scenes because we're figuring this out as we go with everybody else. So the first thing that we did was had a really successful regular podcast. We just did the show, threw it up every week. And then I, like I do in so many instances, I got bored. Mm-hmm. And I started getting antsy and I wanted more. And I went and did this quick interview on Riot Radio Online, which is this really awesome online radio station run by my friend Darren. And I realized at that show how much I missed live radio. And then I'm like, screw it, we're taking the podcast live. So the last month has been a complete train wreck of figuring out how to get the show live and how to take phone calls and how to be a live radio show on the internet, which is a lot harder than it sounds.
Yeah, it is.
And we have done baptism by fire. If you listen to the first show, when we had no callers except for Rocky because the phones weren't working, and I thought everybody hated us.
Hello.
Oh God. So now we're to the point where we've done about 4 or 5 live shows in a row.
Yeah.
And I love the interaction. I love that people can call in. I love that people can weigh in. The problem is that we typically tape our shows on Sunday nights, and people don't have time to listen to a live show on a Sunday evening.
This was the 1950s. We'd be right in the wheelhouse. Yeah.
No crap. But now, Sunday nights, people are getting book bags together for their kids and packing lunches and getting ready for school or getting ready for work. And so the only time that it makes sense to do a live show is in the mornings.
Yes.
Or in the drive time, which we couldn't really get the timing on that to work very well because that's when my kids are home from school.
Right.
So we are moving to a morning show. Now, are we officially married to Mondays?
I'm fine with whatever.
Because, see, I was married to Mondays because I feel like everybody will remember that the show was live on Mondays. I think that, you know, we were going to do the parody song, Just Another Man on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
However, our producer, Stephanie, she can stay longer if we do the show on Tuesdays. And so,
God, we are star-crossed.
That's your harder day, right? So we have to stick to Mondays.
And we can do whatever. We just may need to start earlier if we do Tuesdays.
Well, I think we can keep it to Mondays because even though we do a live show every Monday, I think that what can happen is Stephanie can be here for as long as she can. And then the good news is that once she leaves, she can listen to the show in her car or at her other job and still be able to do the blog for us and things like that. I do think that we still will throw in some Sunday recorded shows.
Sure, of course.
I think that we'll have guests that aren't able to make it always on a Monday morning. So basically, okay, what time are we going to start? Are we going to do 7?
If you're looking at me, if you want
just
my
rip
opinion,
the Band-Aid off, pick the time and let's go.
The best time for you to do this would be like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
F me.
Christ.
All right.
And I'm drawing back on my old radio history. I know that quarter hour, 7 to 7:15, you have just captive audience.
Yeah.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yep.
So
all you have to do is walk downstairs.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, we've got extra beds. We got that big old couch. If you just want to spend the night on Sunday nights.
We'll see. It may be one of those things where Sundays we start looking at weather forecasts.
Well, here's the thing. So our show will be live on Monday. Should we do 7 to 8 a.m.?
We can do whatever. The good thing for us is that here in a couple weeks, I'm going to get a nice 3-week break.
That's cool.
Yeah, I get 2.5 weeks off every year.
Yeah, and I need to hit the sponsors again. I haven't re-signed any new sponsors in months just because I've been so busy with photography. It has nothing to do with not having the sponsors. We've got plenty of them. But so if you've got a business and you're interested in podcast advertising, I can give you everything you need to know because we're going to be live every Monday morning and then probably do at least one recorded show a week. Or, you know, I still need to get my crap together doing the storyteller shows as well. So we'll have something going. I don't know what. But yep, that's our big announcement. Host, you have a big announcement to make.
I do.
Because you've been dropping all of these hints.
Well,
that,
I feel like I've known about something for about 14 years. Anybody, Jimmy, did you happen to drive Highway 70 on your way to work today?
I did not drive Highway 70, but I heard magical things were happening.
Well, there's billboards around town, our lovely city of St. Louis today.
Yeah.
And there's one on Highway 70. In St. Charles, right by the convention center, it faces east, that has four simple words on it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the jungle.
Ooh.
Now, wait a minute. Didn't we already go through this with
we
Guns
did.
N' Roses? They
Back
put
April
up a
1st.
Bunch of billboards, yeah. And they claimed they were
and
coming
a week
to
later,
St. Louis.
April 1st, they said psych.
So, why are we supposed to believe them this time?
Do you think that I would make this announcement if I wasn't 100% sure that it was happening?
No, you wouldn't.
There's a lot that I can't say right now.
But you're not inside the mind of the batshit crazy Axl Rose who
I'm
could
pretty
change
close
his
to
mind
it.
In a second.
I'm pretty close to it.
Okay, now, for those of you who have lived under a rock, Guns N' Roses have not performed in St. Louis since the famous riot in 1990.
As of today, 9,241 days.
And they swore they would never come back to St. Louis.
Yep.
He wrote in his liner notes, like, F you, St. Louis.
He's got a shirt that says it.
Yep. And then Stephen D.C. got the big picture under the arch. Wasn't it Stephen D.C. who did the...
It was either Stephen D.C. or it was Casey.
Oh, yeah.
It was a group picture of people from St. Louis holding up the middle finger under the arch to be sent to...
Axel.
That's the radio I miss. That's the kind of radio that is missing in today's terrestrial market, and that's why we do this podcast. That's a whole other
And that's why
tangent.
You send poop to Stan Kroenke.
Right. So, I mean, that's... So, if they come, I mean, obviously you're going to go.
Oh, yes.
Jimmy, are we
going
to go?
Oh, God, yeah, we're going. I don't know about you. I'm going.
I would go to that. I mean, I'm not a huge Guns N' Roses fan, but I know their mark. I know their place in music history, and I know enough songs that I'd have a great time.
I will tell you this. As someone who saw the show 9 times last summer, even if you are a borderline fan, or if you're a fan who got so turned off when everyone went their separate ways and it was Axl and a bunch of other guys, this tour is incredible. It's 2.5 hours. He's on time. Number one, he's on time. They
That's
play
awesome.
From about 9 o'clock to 11:30 every night. And it's hit, 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 hit.
Well, now, here's the thing. They're going to come to Riverport, right? If they come to Scott Trade, that sucks. They need to come to Riverport.
This show is too big for Riverport. Think about it. Last summer, they were playing football stadiums.
I know, but for nostalgia reasons.
Oh, I agree for the nostalgia, but this is way too big. I mean, this is arguably going to be, if and when this happens, this will be the biggest date of all of the dates. Because people waited 23 years for the band to get back together.
And they've waited.
Now you throw in the addition of This is St. Louis.
Yeah.
Where the most infamous Guns N' Roses show of all time happened.
Right.
So I have friends who have called me from... across in Europe saying, if this happens, let me know, I'm coming. Because people want to be here to see what happens.
And what he says.
When Axl Rose takes the stage in St. Louis.
Do you...
And he's going to say something.
He has to say something.
He's not going to make a big deal about it, but it is not in his demeanor not to acknowledge it.
Right. I think people would be disappointed if he didn't acknowledge it.
There'll be something said. For sure there will be.
Do you secretly know the date, and can you tell me when we're off the air so I can see if I can make it or not?
Yes.
Nobody heard that. Don't worry.
Okay.
I forgot to mention that with our big announcement that we're moving to morning show, we're going to be doing a big giveaway.
Yeah.
I'm going tomorrow to pick up an autographed Ryan Reeves hockey jersey.
Oh, nice.
I've got $50 restaurant gift card. We're going to throw in the Kelly Mano stuff. We're going to have a big package for people spreading the word about us moving to morning shows.
Cool.
We just have to figure out what we're going to make them do to get it. And I am trying my damnedest to get my hands on a Hatchimal.
Oh, good
to
luck.
Give away on the show. Hey, if I
that's
get,
like cigarettes in prison.
If hey, I got a hoverboard last year to give away.
That's true.
I'm getting a damn Hatchimal because not only have both of our girls asked for these for Christmas, but I really want to give one away on the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
My buddy, a good friend of mine, the guy who I do my hockey podcast with, seems to have the magic formula figured
out
on how to get
them. You don't even know. He saved our ass so big.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here, okay, I'll tell everybody the secret now.
No!
Don't tell it yet?
God, no.
Okay, we can't tell the secret.
No, we
okay.
gotta get two more.
Okay. There is a secret that does seem to be working on how to get them.
It is, because it got us one of them. And it almost got us more, but we're not done yet. And as soon as we know how to do it, then we will tell people.
I'll get another one tomorrow.
Jimmy's going to get another one tomorrow. And, you know, I'm really getting frustrated with the people online who are hating on the Hatchimal parents for, like, waiting in lines and stuff like that. And they're like, that's so, stupid. Why would you do that? Tell your kid too bad and blah, blah, blah.
No, see, I don't mind that. What I think is dumb is, have you seen the letter from Santa? That's been going around that parents are going to be able to print out.
Right, yeah,
and give to their kids saying, hey, sorry.
Yeah, my kid's not getting that.
There was
letter.
A production delay. I was like, don't make an excuse for Santa. Like, there were many things me growing up that right. I wanted that Santa never brought me.
Right.
And that's okay.
I could see prepping your kids, like saying, hey, look, this is hard to find and blah, blah, blah. And as a matter of fact, I think that if we do get our hands on it, we're going to give it to our kids as from mom and dad, because I don't want their friends to have not gotten one. And
why did Santa bring you one?
And right. And that kind of thing. And so, you know, people want to hate on parents for, you know, sitting in lines and stuff like that.
My
you know,
dad scoured the entire city when I was 4 years old because all his son wanted was a rubber ducky. And I think he got the last one in St. Louis.
Were those hard to find?
Yeah, it was like the year that they came out on Sesame Street.
It was
Street.
The year that Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, and that's what it was.
Ducky,
and it was like, all I wanted was a rubber ducky. And apparently, like, that was the Tickle Me Elmo of 1979.
Right, yeah, I remember all of this stuff. And I, you know, my kids are old enough now. You know, what makes me so mad is that I knew that Lucy and Libby Lou wanted these for Christmas. They've
right.
been telling me all year. And I walked by this huge pallet of them in the Walmart in St. Charles in October.
Really?
And there was like a tower of 50 of them. And the voice inside my head said, buy these now and get it over with. And you know why I didn't? Because I thought whatever one I buy will be the wrong one. Cause, you know,
so are there different ones? And how
yeah.
do you know what you're getting? Because aren't they just eggs?
Well, there's three different categories. There's like a draggle, a farfanugan, and like a something else. And then each egg has like an option of two different ones in it. So you kind of know what you're getting. And I thought, you know what? I should wait until the kids are more specific on what one they want. But I walked by a tower of them, like 50 of them, and just ignored them. And so now I've got these two little girls who want them, and they're not incredibly expensive. They're $45 toys. It's really
they were $35 on Target.com today.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Did anybody get one?
Nope. Because Target put them on the front page of their Cyber Monday ad, and then when people went to get them, they went, oh, by the way, you got to go to the store.
Okay, listen, a-holes at Target. The point of Cyber Monday is that it's online, not in the stores. But I have two very good kids. Well, Lucy's really good. Libby Lou's kind of a crapshoot. But
hey, did you know that there's a hole in your dinosaur costume?
No. Oh, yes. That was something we did not even cover on Thanksgiving, was that Libby Lou's like meltdown after meltdown.
God.
And one of our meltdowns was that, okay, we put on the dinosaur costumes, and here's why. There was going to be a Black Friday sale. Okay, Walmart was opening at 6 p.m.
Yep.
Now, listen, people who are going to hear this story of me are going to think less of me.
No, because this is brilliant. If people had the ability to do this, they would all do it.
And if you're going to think less of me, that's fine. But it didn't work out, so don't send me hate mail. So I did not want to wait in line for hours and hours to get the Hatchimals at Walmart. I do, however, know the code to get on Walmart's intercom. We've done it before.
Yep.
Other stunts we've done. So we assembled a small team of family that included Hoss, and we were going to meet at the Walmart when the doors opened at 6 p.m. And we were going to, number one, was run a distraction display. So we were going to have two of our family members in dinosaur costumes to try to distract the shoppers who were going for the Hatchimals.
Yep.
And then at that exact time, I was going to go on the other side of the store and get on the intercom and say, hello, Walmart shoppers. We just have a new bundle of Hatchimals in aisle 24, and send half of those people running for the wrong aisle. And then Hoss, big 7 foot ass, snatches it up and holds it above his head like a trophy and walks to the checkout.
Yep.
That's
smart.
It was fail-safe until I realized they gave out wristbands at like noon or something stupid.
Could you imagine spending your entire Thanksgiving from noon to like 6 waiting for a stupid toy?
No.
That sucks. I went to this Walmart on my Thanksgiving.
Because he went to scout it out before, because we needed to know where the intercom system was, where the Hatchimals were, what aisle I was going to divert people to. I mean, we had this whole thing planned out.
So were there people posted up outside?
No, here's the thing. The store was open.
Right, because I kind of ran into this last year as well. I ended up at the one on 94.
Okay.
Because I had to get something, like my mom needed a can of olives or something.
Yeah.
And I went to Walmart. And it was open, but there were people like in lawn chairs posted up in front of whatever Black Friday item they wanted to get.
Yeah.
So like, there was a stack of TVs that were all shrink wrapped.
Yes. And then you got to rip them open. I had a box cutter and everything.
Yeah.
Like ready to go.
But with the wristbands, because I went right up to the worker and I was like, where are the Hatchimals? And she just started laughing. She's like, ha, those been gone for hours. We gave out wristbands at noon. They're off behind the customer service desk. So then if you have a wristband, you come back at 6, and then you go ahead.
And then, Jimmy, what was my first question to you?
How much for a wristband?
Look like? No, I said, what do the wristbands look like, and how do we fake them?
Yeah.
Like, we've got 10 minutes to find out what these look like and how to fake them. But so anyway, we're going to go back to the other plan. But then the dinosaur costumes were already out. Libby Lou was playing in one. There was the littlest hole in one that she swore air was escaping from. And so
it was not.
She was freaking out over it, and she's like, there's a hole in my dinosaur costume. And she's too little to wear it. She looked like a special needs dinosaur, like running around the house. And Hoss had been in the house for like 5 minutes, and I'm like, he'd already nearly seen a fist fight in the driveway. He already knows my uncle went to prison. And then Libby Lou's like, and I'm like, Hoss, deal with her.
See, the best part is, it's not just that she was saying there was a hole in her costume. It was wherever Kelly walked in the house, here comes Libby Lou shuffling because she can't really walk, shuffling behind her going, Mom, there's a hole in the dinosaur costume. Mom, there's a hole in the dinosaur costume. Mom, there's a hole in the dinosaur costume.
It was
for like 10 minutes. And Kelly's like either ignoring it, which I think is great, or can't hear it, which is even better. Finally just turns around and grabs her, not by her head, but by the T-Rex head, and goes, you are the most annoying you have ever been in your entire life.
I said that to Libby.
Please go away. And I was just like, this is fantastic.
Oh, parenting at its finest. I believe it, though, because she was driving me. Earlier that night, she lost a game and like flipped the table and knocked all the stuff out of the way, and because she lost the game, so she didn't want anyone else to play.
Nice.
So she cleared the floor and ripped the things out of their hands. And
she's all right. Got to get this under control. This is getting... She's been having too many crazy outbursts. Yeah. She does not get that from me.
She's going to make some poor guy miserable one day.
Well, you know, she needs to get into more sports because she was great at soccer.
I know.
That's how she takes out all of her energy. I love it.
We need to get her in. I'm trying to get her into boxing. Like a little baby.
What about like
MMA?
God, Taekwondo or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Something like that. But there was something else I was just going to say. It was about Libby Lou, the dinosaur costume. Let's see, Hatchimals.
So is she the type of girl that, like, if you got her one and it wasn't the one she wanted, she would lose her mind?
No. And my girls have not even asked for a specific one.
Okay. So she's not like Violet from Willy Wonka.
No. Libby Lou is only violent when she loses or doesn't get what she... Like, if she thinks that she's been wronged.
Right.
Then she loses her mind. But, you know, a typical day-to-day, she's a lovely child.
I guess I should
say
Veruca from Willy Wonka, not Violet.
Oh, my God. She's a crazy, crazy little demon that I love so much. And so, yeah, we are hopefully going to have a Hatchimal to give away on the show. Maybe even next week. I don't know. I mean, we'll have to wait and see because we've got some shenanigans to pull tonight. And if anyone is going to get those damn things, it's going to be the Manos.
Word.
Because I saw that letter. I'm like, yeah, my kids aren't getting that letter. We're getting the toys. I don't know how, but I know that I'm not spending $200 on one. You know, and you know, so
yeah, I don't blame you. Don't suck and market it.
No, no way. And what makes us so mad is that one of our tricks that we're doing to get them involves a lot of early morning waiting, and we keep seeing this same guy over
yeah, selling
them. You know, he's buying them and selling them, and it makes me so mad.
Don't give away too much.
I'm not. So okay, so the next show you're going to hear is going to be live at 7 a.m. on what, December 4th.
All
December 4th.
Right.
We are going to be a morning show, Monday mornings. Yay!
Yeah, hooray!
Yay! I'm so excited.
Me too.
God. What if we change our minds?
I'll bring a lot of coffee.
Okay. I think mornings actually might be better than night times because, you know, we're getting up there in age and, you know.
Sure.
We didn't even get to talk about how to put lights on a two-story house and not die.
Oh, yeah.
Which is our first year doing this, and my poor husband has nearly killed himself. He already fell off the ladder once. And then we got a ladder big enough, and we both looked up there, like, you're not going up there.
Oh, yeah.
So we're in a stalemate with our
house. Don't they have, like light grabber things?
Oh, yeah, we bought the pole. The pole doesn't work. No.
Not this one.
Oh.
He's tried going, like, out the window, from the back of the house, from the front of the house. It's been
rough. That's the thing. We don't have, like, a landing on the first story that you can stand on a reach.
No.
It is straight up.
Straight
up. The way the ground is, you know, I got a hill coming off the house. It's just awkward. It's very, very high.
All right, so thank you so much for listening. We're going to post this show at kellymano.com. The next show will be live on December 4th, Monday morning at 7 a.m. Please, God, get up and listen to us. And keep an eye on Facebook because we're going to be doing a big giveaway. I'm giving away a Ryan Reeves autographed jersey.
That'll be awesome.
I've got a restaurant gift card to give away. We're going to put together the best package ever because we need our listeners to help us spread the word that we are moving to mornings starting in December. Until I see you next time.
Oh, wait.
What?
Apparently, Monday is December 5th.
Oh, yeah,
seriously,
it is.
Seriously, what the hell is wrong with us?
I don't know.
Weird. I wonder if that date should be important for any reason. Huh.
All right, be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy, hoss anything for the fellas.
Santa Claus is coming to town, and so's Axl Rose!
Oh, my God. Yes.